So for some reason, whenever I meet Robert Llewellyn, I end up in strange places, and I'm in a car park, actually, in Shepherd's Bush, and I am talking to Mark Thomas.
Hello, how are you?
You got a Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's Mark Thomas Info.
Right. So tell me, what are we doing here in this strange car park?
Well, I'm doing carpool with Robert, so we've just stopped by to do some photos, and then we are going to drive off to Oxford, and I'm going to do an interview in the car with Robert, so cool. That'll be very nice.
And what's happening in your life at the minute?
Well, I've got to tell you about, I'm doing a show called 100 Acts of Minor Descent, and I've got to commit 100 acts of minor descent in the course of a year. Some of them... So it ends on the 13th of May, right? So we've got... we're actually slightly behind schedule, but one of the acts we've got coming up, and we've had varying results, you know, so far. We have won a court case, which is really good. Hyde Park, Royal Parks, were charging for people to play sport. So, like, 1 year after the Olympics. It varies for what... No. It's for, like, if you've got a team, it's, like, 30 quid or something like that. It's nuts. Yeah. Right. So, you got... But this, the principle of paying... To play in a fucking park
England,
is nuts.
Yeah. Remember, also, health and...
Yeah, all of that. A year after the Olympics. So, they... Anyway, I got in contact with one of the people who organised a petition against it, which is the London Charity Softball League. And they said, oh, this private company are charging every time you have a championship.
No,
if you have a championship or a league game, they'll charge. So we organised the world's first What's Time, Mr. Wolf Championship to try and bring them out. And they didn't come out. But what we did do is, in discussion, we said, oh, we ought to take this lot to court, because I know loads of lawyers, which is just a hazard.
I'm sure you do, actually.
I do. And actually, do you know, they're really nice. And they do lots
and
of stuff.
Cheap.
They do loads of pro bono for me. They're really lovely people. And the point being was, I got in contact and said, look, I think there's a case here. And there is a case. The Royal Parks didn't have public consultation. They didn't have an open and public tender for the contract, and they didn't change the bylaws, which they have to do by statute.
So essentially it's kind of more privatisation of the commons.
Yes, it is. It is exactly that. And so we challenged it, and last Friday the Department of Culture, Media and Sport stopped charging. So we put a legal letter into them.
Fantastic.
And they stopped charging.
Which is what's great about you.
Do you know, what's brilliant is actually what's brilliant is hooking up with different people and talking to people and bringing collective knowledge to bear on a problem. That's what's really exciting. One of the things we have got kicking off, though, and I ask people to come and join us, on the 23rd of September, which is a Monday, 5:30, Ten Lower Thames Street, the Daily Express offices. We're having a demonstration outside the Daily Express office.
Opposite of Blackfriars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can
outside.
Walk out of Blackfriars, yeah.
Yeah. You come out and you exactly right.
Yeah.
Outside Daily Express office. It's
we all admire as a national truth seeking.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, the thing about the Daily Express.
I didn't believe they're still going, actually.
Oh, they are. They're just vile. They're absolutely vile. But the point being is we're doing a demo because of...
They're not clients of yours. No.
The Daily Express.
Yeah. Just checking.
That's shooting.
Yeah.
He's got no morals.
That's right. You've done a column about how burglars should be shot.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're quite right. Because a lot of them hate Diana. I don't know if you know
actually,
that. A lot of burglars.
Even if they're not burglars, if they look like they could be burglars.
Yeah, potential, yeah.
And black.
I think it's sort of poor people with a frown, actually, we should kill.
Soup kitchens, yeah.
We're doing this demonstration because of two facts. One fact is there are 4 million non-British workers in this country working, paying tax and national insurance, right? 4 million workers, tax, national insurance. That's the first fact. Second fact is the Daily Express are offshore. The paper that moans about people sponging off of migrants doesn't pay in. So our demonstration is to demand the Daily Express stop sponging off of migrants.
Yeah.
5:30, 23rd of September, 10 Lower Thames Street.
So this goes out to Twitter and Facebook. How do people find out about that? Because it's like Viagra, isn't it? It's like political Viagra. Mark Thomas is political Viagra.
Oh, mate, I'm putting that on a poster. There's a Facebook account up there, which I've forgotten the name of.
I'll find it.
I'll be Twittering out information about it. We've got some really great speakers. We're having lots of fun there. Also, we're having a whip round while we're there. We're asking everyone to put a quid in, because we're going to try and do a spread bet with City Index, predicting how many front page stories will be about the royal family comes under the category those bloody foreigners, so that's migrants in the EU generally, or the weather, right? Those are the three, or Miracle Cure. Daily Express do a lot of Miracle Cures, right? So what we want to do is a rolling spread bet. So you predict.
What's a Miracle Cure?
They'll say, you know, statins cause people to live longer. Alzheimer's, there's a cure found for Alzheimer's.
Right?
And they'll have all of this kind of stuff. And it's nuts. It's just absolute bollocks. Oh, don't be daft. If you followed the front page of the Daily... No, if you followed the front page of the Daily Express, according to them, there's no illness. There's nothing. It's all gone. Do you know what I mean?
As long as you take a miracle cure.
As long as you have your miracle cure.
This grass from horses.
So the thing is that what we're going to do is you do a roll. So you do a spread bet. So you go, from now till Christmas, we reckon there'll be 20 front page stories about the Royals. And they'll give us a bet. So if we put 100 quid on, maybe they'll give us evens. That's fairly... Yeah, I'd expect evens on that. So you get 200 quid, right? So you go, right, if we get that, then we roll it on to headlines about the weather. We reckon there's going to be...
Political spread betting.
Political spread betting on...
I tell you, that's a... You're on a bloody...
Do you know what?
Seam of gold there.
What we want to do, though, is we want to try and get about a grand, and then we're going to donate it to the Joint Council for the Care of Migrants. Well, do you know...
No, I'm going to meet you beforehand, and we're going to do that online, and you're going to get
10 grand. Do you want to get 10 grand for it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, then. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, best interview ever. Mr. Robbie Looney is to get going. Best interview ever I've had in the car park in Shepherd's Bush. Thank you, Mark Thomas.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure. Lovely to meet you.